How long is this thing?
It's 2 hours.
Is it always going to be this long?
No. This is just a consultation to see if it makes sense for us to work together.
Work together? Like, collaborate?
Like, if it makes sense for me to take you on as a client.
Oh, so this is like a pitch. My new therapist looks at me and blinks twice. I explain further. Like you're an agent deciding if you want my manuscript, and maybe by the end of this, you'll sign me. She smiles, but by the way her mouth shifts, it almost looks like she's just eaten something sour. She says, "Where would you like to start?" With Oblivion, obviously. My new therapist says, "What's Oblivion?" She says this nonchalantly, as if Oblivion was a dog I had during my childhood, who I should not still be mourning at the age of 27. I say, "Well, let's begin with its etymology. Oblivion. Noun. 14th century. State of forgetting. Forgetfulness. Loss of memory. Directly from Latin, oblivionum. Forgetfulness. A being forgotten. A being forgotten." According to the Online Etymology Dictionary, oblivion is supposed to have originally stemmed from the breaking down of ob and levis, together meaning to even out, smooth over. However, linguists, Devan and others, say a semantic shift from to be smooth to forget is not very convincing. This quote is followed up with, "However, no better explanation has emerged." Also from the Online Etymology Dictionary, for sense of oblivion's evolution, compare oblivious and obliterate. I never understood the relationship linguistics is trying to draw between these words. So let's continue. I began calling it oblivion when I was 24, 3 years ago, and long after it began. Of course, the word had already been famously used in John Green's novel, The Fault in Our Stars. But I didn't get the word from there. In fact, when I learned that oblivion had been used in that book, I almost changed the name. But then I didn't, because I'd been calling it oblivion for so long. And I'm lazy. She doesn't laugh. Anyways, oblivion began when I was much younger. 4 is my earliest memory of it, and it is the second memory I have of my entire life.